This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A White House official says that Vice President Kamala Harris is set to meet with Benny Gantz, a member of Israel's war cabinet, at the White House on Monday. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will also be there. Vice President Harris will discuss the need to secure a deal to release hostages held by Hamas and a temporary ceasefire. A UN team visiting Gaza's biggest hospital reports Palestinians injured as they rushed an aid convoy Thursday were wounded by gunshots, the UN's Yoyos Petropoulos told the BBC.
We need safety and security for the people of Gaza. We need it for humanitarian workers, and we need our equipment and humanitarian goods to be allowed in. We need member states to work together to make sure that crossings that should be operational are allowed to be operational and have the security and safety to make sure that trucks come through as many as possible every day.
The findings appear to contradict Israeli officials. Former President Donald Trump has won the Republican caucuses in Missouri. Members of the press will not be allowed into Idaho's GOP caucus sites, NPR's Kyle Mackey reports.
The Idaho GOP says it's restricting access to caucus sites in order to protect voter privacy and, quote, prevent intimidation by bad actors. The Idaho Press Club, academics, and advocates for open government say the move undermines public trust. Jacqueline Kettler is a political scientist at Boise State University.
If people have concerns about election security or integrity, closing the doors may increase those concerns, even among their own voters.
Reporters are allowed into polling places during Idaho's state-run elections, but each state party sets its own rules for caucuses. Earlier this year, members of the press were allowed into Iowa's GOP caucus sites, but not in Nevada's. Kyle Mackey, NPR News, Victor, Idaho.
One of two paramedics convicted in the death of Elijah McClain in Aurora, Colorado, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison, Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman reports.
Police confronted McClain, a 23-year-old black man, after receiving a report of a suspicious person. McClain was put in a chokehold, and Peter Chikuniak and fellow paramedic Jeremy Cooper injected him with the powerful sedative ketamine. McClain died several days later. An emotional Shanine McClain says the paramedics didn't try to save her son.
If Peter's child, family member, friend, or coworker was laying on that ground like my son Elijah McClain was, I guarantee you, when Peter arrived, he would not have allowed the brutality to continue.
Chikuniak will also concurrently serve a one-year sentence for a criminally negligent homicide. His co-defendant will be sentenced next month. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
This is NPR News. A ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels last month has sunk in the Red Sea. The British-registered cargo ship had left an 18-mile-long oil slick. Now the vessel and its cargo, several tons of fertilizer, are underwater. Yemen's government is warning of an ecological catastrophe. COVID and flu sufferers should not go out in public as long as they're under the weather, but the CDC no longer recommends 5 strict days of isolation. NPR's Ping Wong reports.
If you have flu or COVID or any respiratory virus, the CDC says you should stay home when you're sick and take precautions as you're recovering, such as wearing a mask and keeping your hands clean to protect those around you. According to the agency, the policy changed because severe COVID is less frequent and people's attitudes towards COVID have changed. Dr. Mandy Cohen, head of the CDC, says COVID vaccines are highly protective but not used enough.
So it's not just being over 65 that is high risk. It's being over 65 and not getting those vaccines that put you at high risk.
Cohen says the vaccine reduces the risk of getting very ill from COVID and of getting long COVID. CDC data shows that around 95% of people hospitalized with COVID did not get a fall booster shot. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The Clark Memorial Bridge between Kentucky and Indiana is still closed a day after the rescue of a tractor-trailer driver who was left hanging over the bridge after a crash. 3 other vehicles were in the accident. 2 people were hospitalized. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.